I'm thankful for to be here this morning. You know, Stoners is kind of the same way down there. You know, I wasn't the same person I am now when I first started coming to Stoners. And we had some young ones in Stoners when I first started coming around. And then as the years have gone by, we've had youngins come up. And it's just a blessing now that I'm in this walk of life to see young parents like me and Abigail and Landon and all of us, to see us bring our kids here. And just bear with me for a minute this morning. I'll get to some scripture here in a minute, but I always have great liberty every time I come up here. I'm always thankful to be here, Brother Bruce. I enjoy coming, being and meeting with y'all and just being with my brethren and sister in Christ. And I got to thinking about how, you know, I was raised by my grandparents, and, you know, they took me to church my whole life, Brother Bruce, you know, but I made some decisions in my life. Because it's what this thing is. This is a personal matter that we have here with the Lord. This is a decision that we have to make amongst ourselves and the Lord. Mom and Daddy can't do it for us, Brother Bruce. But you know, them dragging me to church when I was a young child, and you know, I might have strayed away, and I didn't get saved till I was 26 years old, but you know, all them years they took me to church on those Sunday mornings and Sunday nights, there was something planted in me that I just did not quite know at that time. But I knew where I could go when I was in need of help. Abigail asked me this morning on the way to church, she said, when you was lost, did you ever think about the Lord? And I told her, and this is a tried and true statement right here, I thought about the Lord when I needed something, Brother Bruce. That's the only time I thought about Him back then. I didn't think about Him like I do now. And I can go down the road and hear a song on the radio, see a sign on a billboard, and I can think of the Lord. I always think of Him now because He's on the inside of me. I got Jesus Christ on the inside of my heart. That's what that was when I made a personal decision that morning of that summer revival. I made a decision to, for myself, to make preparations for my life going forward so I wouldn't ever have to worry about eternal separation from God, because that's what it is this morning. That's what it is when you're lost and undone. You're separated from the Lord. You know, Brother Earl Abernathy stood last week in revival and said, he said as the children were running around, he looked at them and he said, you know, they're without worry right now. They're at home. If something happened to one of these little babies, the Lord's going to bring them back home. But there comes a time in our life as men and women of the world, it comes a time in our life, Brother Bruce, where we leave home. Just like the baby birds have to fly out of the nest, and we have decisions to make at that point in our life. We got preparations to make, because as a young child wandering around, running up the church, having fun, playing, singing songs, you know, they're here doing it, and I'm so thankful for that because they're getting things instilled in them. But they're at home at that point. When they come to the age of accountability, they're no longer at home until they make a decision to come back. Pray for me this morning when you pray. I'm thankful to be here. You know, I get to thinking about Daniel chapter 5. We learn of a word named tekel, and it says, thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. That's where I was that Wednesday morning. I was weighed in the balances. My life over here and death over here. Which way was I going to go? I was weighed, and I knew where I was that morning. And I knew that I had to make a decision. I knew that I had to do something, and I had to get as small as I could be so that He could lift me up. I knew that's what I had to do. Like I said, I appreciate being here this morning. If you want to read with me this morning, I'm going to read a few verses out of chapter 12 of the book of Luke. I'll give you some time to get over there. Chapter 12, verse 22. And the Bible says, and He said unto His disciples, Jesus speaking, therefore I said unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body or what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? Which of you with taking thought can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and let your lights be burning. And listen right here. And yourselves like unto men that wait for the Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open to him immediately. And correctly reading, that's Luke chapter 12, verses 22-36. And I got to thinking this morning about having a provider in my life. And you know, my family always provided for me growing up. There was something mom and daddy couldn't provide for me. There were some things in my life that I just couldn't let go of. Even if mom and daddy told me time and time again, you ought not to do that, I had to get down to business with myself and the Lord to let go of some of them things. I had to make sacrifices and leave some things in the past of my life so that I could have eternal life and have it more abundantly. I got to thinking about the lilies. And I got to thinking about how they toil not. They grow and then they die. You know what? They don't have to go and sow stuff to feed themselves. They don't have to put their own clothes on. The Lord provided for them, Brother Bruce. He's provided for me. He provided for my family. He's provided for many people among the years and all the times of past. He provided for people. I've got to thinking about how in Old Covenant Israel, or Judaism, I said, and the marriage, you know, they'd get married, Brother Bruce, and after they got married, the man would go away and prepare a place for the wife. And most of the time, they didn't have much money. They had to prepare a place in the father's house. And it would take him sometimes a year to do that. And I got to thinking right here where it says, when he will return from the wedding. And I know that Jesus did say, and in my father's house, there's many mansions. I got to thinking about that, and that has got a blessing from that, Brother Bruce. I got to thinking about all the things in my life that I could have chose to do other than this. And I got to thinking about all the happiness and joy that I have in my heart. Driving down the road this morning, going by the golf course. I love to play golf, Brother Bruce. And I remember a long time ago when I'd be at the golf course playing a golf tournament on Sunday morning. On the last day of the tournament, I'd be playing golf. I wouldn't think about being at church. But I passed that golf course and I got to talking to Abigail and I said, just think. They're out there having the time of their life, they think, playing golf. Hitting a little white ball around some grass, trying to get it in the hole. They think they're having the time of their life this morning, but they don't know the joy they're missing out on. Oh, if I could get them in the truck with me, Brother Bruce, and come up here to church, and they'd humble themselves a little bit and get down and make themselves a little smaller, they'd find some joy. I get joy and have fun at church. I have fun talking about the Lord with my friends. I remember when I first got into this thing, when I first started coming with Abigail to Stoners, I'd go around landing them, and it seems I always wanted to talk about sports or deer hunting or something like that, and they was always talking about the Lord. And no matter what I said, they always referred back to the Lord about something. And thanks to them people doing that, thanks for them taking and being a willing vessel when the Lord gave them opportunity to do something for me in my life, they got to talk with me about the Lord. Thankful for that, because that shed some light on my life and kind of let me know where I was. I was weighed in the balances. I started going down on the side of death in my life, Brother Bruce. Them bounces started going like this right here, and they just started getting heavier and heavier. And I knew there was something in my heart that I didn't have, that everybody around me had. And I knew there was something that I needed, and I knew there was something I was going to have to do. But you know, the only thing holding me back was myself. Myself. Mom and Daddy couldn't do it. Abigail could have prayed and prayed. Stephen and Kim could have prayed and prayed, please let Clint get saved. But it come down to me that evening. It came down to me humbling myself, getting small, coming with a contrite spirit, and asking the Lord to save me. We make this thing so hard and complicated sometimes. We make it so hard to come down here and get salvation. He made it easy. We're under grace now. You know, they were back in the law of Moses, you know, the law was perfect. There was nothing wrong with the law. It's man that was the problem. They couldn't, no man fulfill the law. That's why they gave sacrifices pure, a pure lamb, a pure bullock. Don't bring anything unclean to me. Because they had to have something pure to sacrifice to forgive for their sins. But that little lamb, as precious as it was, that little lamb and that little bullock that was so pure, it wasn't enough for me. It wasn't enough for you this morning. And God knew that. He started seeing it. You know, God is He's a merciful God. He showed so much mercy to Moses and the children of Israel out in the wilderness. They come and made the molten calf. And the Bible says His wrath, he was angry in wrath. Because they had made a molten calf while He was up on the mount with the Lord. And He come down. I'm here to tell you tonight this morning, that the Lord wants to provide for you. The Lord wants to be a person in your life. He wants to be a father to you. And if you stand in need of a mother to console you, He can be that too. He can be whatever you need for Him to be this morning, Brother Bruce. All you got to do is ask. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. You know, the problem is we get a little prideful sometimes. I remember sitting back there gripping that pew before I announced my preacher calling. I could have announced my preacher calling 3 or 4 weeks before I did. But it was my pride in myself saying, Clint, you ain't no preacher. I don't know what you're thinking like this. Don't do that. You're just doing it because you think that's what everybody else is doing. I almost had myself talked out of it. And then I started toting a whoop in a few days. I started coming to church, being dry, not being able to feel a thing. And I just felt like everything was just consuming me, Brother Bruce, because I was not being willing to do what the Lord had me in my life prepared for me to do. I finally came to grips with reality in my life, and I just turned it all over to Him, Brother Bruce. I said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how good of this I'm going to be. I don't know if I'm going to be awful. But apparently You want me to do this, so there's somebody that maybe I can touch eventually in my life. You know, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that the fact that we can have people get up here and sing a song, and you'll see a little child's feet just come running down here. I'm thankful for that. Everybody has a job in this thing. Are you weighed in the balances this morning? Do you know which way to turn? Are you lost and undone? I don't know your heart this morning. I just know that what the Bible told me, and as I read, you know, I can read the same book of the Bible 3 times and get 3 different things from it. The Lord shows me so many things in my life, Brother Bruce. I'm thankful for that. Are you weighed in the balances this morning? I'm thankful to be here. I appreciate an opportunity to stand. I love y'all and I love being here. We always stand in need of prayer in my family. I appreciate the opportunity. Brother Bruce, I'll turn it back over to you.